Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tight Outfit. I'm your host, Tyquisha Davis. It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning, and I know it's been a little while. You know, a lot of people want to say life be lifin', and I say I'm lifin' it. Like, when I say I'm in a space of gratitude and I am just so very grateful for everything, for it all, understanding that who I am today is no way that I would be in this space had I not went through, grown through, understand, overstand the experiences that are in my life. I chose, you know, to go through and grow through. And if you don't choose it, that means you're willing to change it. A pattern is only something that you're not aware of. That's the only way you can call it a pattern. Once you are aware of that thing, you can no longer call it a pattern. You can no longer call it a habit. Now it's a choice. And there are no blame, there are no victims. It's a decision in which we choose. And in that decision forms an experience. And you have many, many ways of viewing the experience. When you wait for someone for a few minutes, it's your need. For a few hours, it's your trust. For a few weeks, it's your friendship. But to wait when you know the person will not come is your love. People say never expect anything in return from anyone. But the truth is, when we really love someone, we naturally expect a little care and love from them. What I've learned is everyone you meet or cross paths with, it's a part of your journey. But not all of them are meant to stay in your life. Some people are just passing through to bring you gifts. Either they are blessings or lessons. Don't just learn, experience. Don't just read, absorb. Don't just change, transform. Don't just advocate. Don't just relate, advocate. Don't just promise, prove. Don't just criticize, encourage. Don't just think, ponder. Don't just take, give. Don't just see, feel. Don't just dream, do. Don't just hear, listen. Don't just talk, act. Don't just tell, show. Don't just exist, live. You can see your experiences in one or two ways, as a problem or an opportunity to be a solution. With that being said, I would like to get into today's episode. Substances, as in initiation to a frequency. What are substances? Alcohol, weed, LSD, mushrooms, to name a few. These things are all just an initiation to a certain frequency. And all of these substances exist at a certain frequency. Plant medicine especially. They represent that frequency. If you've never been there in that frequency in your body before, it's like an initiation to that. And it can feel like you're going very high, but it's not anything you can't reach on your own. It's just, it can be healing in that way as an initiation to show you. It's not all low down and dark here. Look, this exists as well. The problem comes when we don't understand that. That's what they are. That the point of them is actually to empower us to find these states within us without them. And you don't want to become dependent or attached to anything in the external to give you a certain state inside. The opposite is what you want. You want to be able to keep your center and uphold your center and act from your highest regardless of what's happening in the external. So you definitely don't want to rely on these frequencies as a crutch. And it does get tricky, because especially when you're neurodivergent, for an example, a lot of neurodivergent people become addicted to alcohol because it initiates them to a frequency where they feel more comfortable. Either they dampen their nervous system to the point where the world isn't so sincerely overwhelming, or like eliminates some inhibitions, which makes them feel less self-conscious like they normally would in social situations. So it's like it's just an initiation to that place. It's like almost saying, hey, you have this within you too. And it's so funny about substances because they're just a permission slip to feel a certain way. Like, I was someone who partaked in ganja, marijuana, weed. And I knew the power I knew the power that I had within. And I would never call it by the worldly name. However, I was guided to call it tap in, because I was actually tapping in to a frequency in which I personally have not physically reached within myself. So I call it tap in, and the tap in never smoked me. I was partaking, I was smoking it. And a lot of people allow the marijuana to smoke them, to control them. Remembering that it's only a frequency. And it's a permission slip to feel a certain way. So like, we allow ourselves to feel a lack of inhibitions when we have alcohol, for an example, but we're just allowing it. Like, we're using the substance as an excuse to not have them essentially. You can become attached to it in that way. But if you really realize that you could just drop your self-consciousness in any time without that substance, then you don't really need it anymore. It becomes obsolete, and you never need any substance. Like, you can achieve any state that you wish on your own. And we as a society and a collective don't respect how impactful it is to go to external places to seek something which should be brought out from the internal. And a lot of us, people in society, a lot of a large portion of humanity is attached to things in the external in this way. So with like marijuana, for an example, it can be sort of a healing medicine journey for you. I experienced that when I tapped in. You definitely get this initiation to this frequency, and you realize it's possible to achieve this frequency. But also, I don't think people tell you this enough. You will surpass that frequency at some point. Especially if you're doing work in a real way and you're on a spiritual journey and you're using marijuana to kind of help you initiate to these higher frequencies. Just know that at some point it will become obsolete to you. Like, you will surpass that frequency that plant medicine exists at. And if you were to partake it at some point, it would feel like you're actually being brought down. So just know that. It's a frequency is all. And you don't need anything to get to that frequency. In fact, a lot of people are past the point where things don't give the same effects to each person because of that. Because it's frequency based, and a lot of people get very attached to the external substances, but you don't need to. Like, it's from within you anyways. They're just permission slips to feel what you want to feel. So rather than go to the substances to get that feeling, just develop that feeling within you in your daily life. So like if you feel shy or self-conscious, for an example, and you don't want to be in social situations, work on boosting your confidence in another way, in an organic way, that will actually give you this long term so that you don't need to feel as if it's not in your power to do it. Because that's what substances can lead you to believe, is that only with them can you achieve these states. But that is most certainly not true. Remember, everything you need and want is within you. Once you accept yourself for who you are and where you are for the moment, that's you giving yourself permission to meet yourself where you are. And now you can invite consistency and discipline in your life to allow growth, change. I love you guys, and I thank you so much for constantly supporting yourself, loving yourself, being patient with yourself, and accepting yourself in the most challenging times. You know, we are truly growing, and it's important for you to recognize your return, recognize your growth, and be grateful to be able to grow, to be able to sustain. Give yourself grace. Continue to be patient with yourself, hug yourself, and love yourself, and congratulate yourself thus far. I love you guys, and until next time. Peace.